Okay. Hello, my name is John Lakos. I work at Bloomberg in New York City. I run a relatively small group of very industrious people who do, among other things, infrastructure, core infrastructure work, and also open source development for our open source distribution on GitHub. One of the things that I do is go around to various places, such as CPPCon, and talk about interesting things having to do with C++ and the kind of work and methodology that we do at Bloomberg. This particular time, the topic was defensive programming done right, and it talks about some fairly controversial and I think interesting things, and then it proceeds to go ahead and solve them. So the idea here is that we want to make sure that people, when they call any of our functions in the library, that they call them properly and they don't call them out of contract. And so if somebody were to accidentally call one of our library functions out of contract, that would be undefined behavior, because anything that's called out of contract obviously doesn't satisfy the preconditions, and then anything could happen. So one of the things that's controversial is that undefined behavior is a very bad thing. And as soon as somebody says, well, wait a minute, that's undefined behavior, then there's nothing to talk about, because the compiler can remove entire code paths and all of these wonderful things. What's interesting, though, is that not all undefined behavior is the same. When you call a library out of contract, it isn't language undefined behavior, which is what the compiler can take advantage of. It's library undefined behavior, and the library is still in control and can take an action that's specified by the application author. And so each application owner can do something different, both in terms of the amount of runtime that is spent checking for contract violations, and the application owner can specify what should happen if such a violation is detected by the library. So the talk, the two-part talk, was first explain what design by contract is, explain what defensive programming is, and then set about the explanation of a proposal that's currently under some consideration in the Standards Committee as to how we can provide a centralized facility for doing contract checks. So the second part of the talk was to describe how we're going to implement our defensive checks, and this is consistent with a paper that's under consideration in the Standards Committee right now, which is a centralized facility for doing this.
Very cool.
Okay.
So what inspired you to talk on this topic? Does it have any sort of relevance to the work?
Yeah, it actually does. I knew that this would be coming up for consideration back in June. So when I was asked to speak here, I chose this topic because I thought it would be highly timely and relevant. It so happens this very same talk was given at the ACCU in 2011, and almost nothing has changed. The notions of what we call library undefined behavior, or soft undefined behavior, and language undefined behavior, or hard undefined behavior, were known and mentioned at that time, and we've been using them ever since. And this particular component that we're talking about, which is, we call it BSLS Assert at Bloomberg, is something that we are open sourcing. It's available now on GitHub, and you can go look at it and see what it's all about. But the idea is, for every contract that has what we call a narrow, for every function that we have that has what we call a narrow contract, meaning that there are preconditions that can be violated, which would lead to library undefined behavior, we include this component and use it in order to allow application authors to specify what level of, at compile time, what level of checks they want to perform, and if an error is detected, what will happen.
Very cool.
Okay.
Well, thanks for sharing. Did you, I assume you gave your talk already?
Yes, that was on Monday. I gave a talk at 2 and the second part at 3:15.
I see.
And that was it. And this is one of the first conferences where I gave my talk the first day and I could sit back and enjoy some of the other people. Usually I'm working on it for days on end until I get to the end. But fortunately, this one was largely done 3 years ago, so all I had to do is represented.
Very cool. What have your impressions been of the first CPPCon ever conference?
I will say that I do think this is a very, very high level of speakers. I'm very impressed. Almost every talk is either entertaining or educational or both. And so I'm actually very pleased to be here, and I would absolutely come back again. I'm looking forward to the next couple of days.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, John, thank you so much for speaking to us here at Channel 9 GoE Native, and hope you enjoy the rest of your conference.
Oh, thank you very much.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.